presentations were outstanding. The 4,000 possible jobs that we were looking at, the over $200 million at a minimum that the state would have received is important and continues to be important. That concludes my remarks now. I'm sure that further remarks will be coming from our president as we evaluate where we are in this situation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I also applaud the work that you've put into this, as well as the governor's staff, colleagues on the House side and the Senate side, and DLS staff. A lot of work went into this, obviously. I'm a little disappointed we couldn't get to a broader consensus, because I think that there's a lot that's being left on the table. I think that we're looking at $223 million, but almost half of that, close to $100 million, comes from a sixth site. $100 million to the state, net benefit to the education fund, that we're going to have to find another way to come up with that lost revenue altogether. And I think of the 4,000 jobs, if I'm not mistaken, close to half of those jobs would also come from a sixth site. And then not to forget also the ancillary economic development that could go on related to a sixth site, but with respect to the proposed changes we talked about, the resetting, so to speak, that's part of this broader proposal, roadmap that we put together, that can lead to economic development really in all the sites, that whether it's sales tax, income tax, I mean, there's a lot of other state revenue benefits as well as jobs to the state. So I'm disappointed, because I feel that there's a lot that's being left on the table. I support this. I support going into a special session and moving this forward. But obviously, you know, it does not look like we're going to be able to do that. But maybe something can happen between now and the next 3 weeks. We'll see.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you. Thank my colleagues from the House, members, governor, staff, and in particular the staff at DLS that worked very hard on this proposal and on the bill that we considered during the regular session. I was the sponsor of that bill, and it was under a few conditions. One was that there be a vote from Prince George's County to validate a sixth site. The language was binding on the Senate side, was changed on the House to reflect intent, but at the same time, I think that we both agreed that we really needed the jurisdiction, the people of the jurisdiction, to accept the site in order for a VLT license to be extended. In a separate poll, over 92% of the people wanted this vote. 92% wanted this vote. The numbers are there. We've already talked about them, 4,000 jobs, over $200 million. And we also had a directive from the County Council of Prince George's. Six of the nine members wanted a vote from the people. County exec obviously stands behind the proposal. Six of the eight senators stood behind the proposal from Prince George's County. So I'm disappointed that the people won't be able to vote on this. I'm disappointed that we're not going to have a new revenue source for education. And I'm disappointed about the job creation issue. And I'll just close with this, as I did a little research on what we are willing to pay companies to stay here. $44 million to Marriott to keep 3,500 jobs. $9.5 million to Bechtel to keep 1,250 jobs. And here we would get 4,000 jobs and receive $200 million.